pumping and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Winter weather is upon us, so if you're planning a ski trip, a mountain getaway, or just want to be prepared for what Mother Nature might throw at us, make sure your vehicle is ready with a trip to the Pendleton Tire Company.
Be ready to play in the snow like me and my daddy on a new set of tires for Pendleton Tire Company.
Go see Zach and the team at Pendleton Tire and be ready for winter fun. Call them at 864-646-3694 or visit online at PendletonTire.com.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or many holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa 13 years in a row.
Ready to ditch the dull and treat your skin to something better? Buff City Soap's body wash is plant-based, handcrafted daily, and packed with skin-loving ingredients. No harsh chemicals, just rich, luxurious lather that cleanses, hydrates, and leaves you smelling amazing. With scents like Good Morning Sunshine, Narcissus, Oatmeal and Honey, and Pink Sugar, there's a body wash for every mood. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife, Julie. With unanimous five-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple. The highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Do you hate brown or dead-looking turf in the winter? At Carolina Top Dressing, they can turn your lawn into the beautiful summer green lawn everyone loves with their turf painting service. Also, now through winter is the best time to amend your soil and establish healthy roots. Ask about the soil conditioning program to get this done. Mention you heard this ad on The Roar, and you can save 10% off any of our services. Call today, 864-999-SAND, or visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to get a free quote.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Clemson Country, college football fans, this is your show, and this is The Roar.
Christmas everywhere In the hearts of all people, both near and afar, Christmas everywhere.
Hour number three, out of bounds. You missed the first 2 hours of the show. We did a lot of everything in the show today. We are, if you're just joining us, we are partnering with Sunday Dinner with a Twist, SundayDinnerWithATwist.org, in partnership with Oasis of Hope for Children. We are trying to provide Christmas joy for three families today. We are over $3,000 raised today just on that initiative, where you've got three families in three very different bad circumstances that need our help this Christmas for parents and for kids, and just to bring a little bit of joy into a difficult circumstance. And so many of you have already stepped up to the plate. Again, you can donate at SundayDinnerWithATwist.org. Let's talk a little Clemson now. He's our Wednesday guest. Wednesday got weird. So we went with Will Vandevort on a Thursday. Check him out, theclemsoninsider.com. He's on the Believe Podcast Network as well, and at Steeler Will on Twitter. Willie V, what's up, man?
Hey, Quark, what's going on, buddy?
I'm doing great. I want to know from you, first of all, how many layers are you planning to take to the Pinstripe Bowl next week? Well, how many layers?
Well, I just left Walmart looking for layers. I was unsuccessful because nobody in the South has, like, long johns. And so it's hard to find, not even in the hunting department. Could I find any? So I am going to make sure, because I hear it's an outdoor press box. So
it
I want to be prepared. I got my boots, so I'm good there, because there's a chance for snow, and I want to make sure I got my boots. So I'm good there. I got some good socks, so I should be okay there. I'm good with my beanie and my gloves, because I got those gloves. You know, that I call them hobo gloves, where as a writer, my fingers are cut out so I can still write.
Yes.
So got those, and I got the jacket. I'm trying to find the long johns, Quark. I don't know if anybody out there can maybe hook a guy up with maybe where I can find some long johns. That's where I'm at right now.
Any place that sells hunting supplies, hunting. Grady's Great Outdoors in Anderson.
There you go.
Grady's has them.
I might try Grady's then.
And it is not going to be the Arctic Circle. Right now, we're looking at about 35 degrees at kickoff. So we're gonna survive it.
That's not bad. I mean, there's been South Carolina games colder than that.
It was 16 when I was there last week.
No, kickoff. See, that's what I'm worried about, Ben. Because right now it's 35, but me and you both know the weather could change in 7 days, good or bad. So that's kind of like 35.
They are calling
degrees,
for snow on Friday. So
yeah. Yeah, there you go. So that's what I'm worried about, those things. So last time I was up there a couple years ago for the ACC tournament, and it snowed. We had 2 feet of snow. Wasn't snowing when we got there. And I had Olivia Garrison, if y'all remember Olivia, she was with me, and told Olivia, I said, prepare yourself. If we get out, it's probably going to be snowing. Well, I wasn't prepared that a blizzard came through while we were in the building. So when we got out to walk to our hotel, it was literally 2 feet of snow had fallen on the ground. And so it was pretty funny for two Southerners to be walking in 2 feet of snow. We weren't prepared for that.
Olivia, by the way, I think Ashby just broke her record for most organizations interned with at one time. So I think Ashby just passed her there.
By the way, Ashby graduated today. I just left there a little while ago.
Hey, so there we go.
Congratulations. Yeah. So very proud of her, and looking forward to see what life does for her and where she goes from here.
Well, she's going to be on the Tiger pregame show. I know that. At 6 a.m. on the 27th. I asked her if she was more Cade Klubnik, or if we had an opt-out situation. She said, I'm definitely Cade. I'm in. So that was great. Let me ask you about, speaking of offense, Garrett Riley sat behind the podium yesterday. And for 18 minutes, he sounded like a guy who's excited about being Clemson's offensive coordinator next year. And it threw me. I got to be honest. It threw me. You guys have said Garrett Riley is not expected to return. You guys have been with your chest saying it. Are we getting a little Weasley about that? Because I have been saying this. I'm reading tea leaves. I'm reading you guys reporting. I'm going, it just feels like a situation going to do something else. I'm not as convinced anymore. Where are you on this?
I'm still fine, Clark.
Okay.
You know how these situations work. You've been around the business long enough to know there's
fluid.
Things called contracts. And, you know, there's certain ways contracts want to be done and how they want them to be done and whether it benefits both parties at hand. We always said he was going to coach in the bowl game. That was never in question. And, you know, but we still, from everything we've heard, you know, believe he will not return next year. And that doesn't mean, and as we, you know, we're not saying he's getting fired or anything like that. We're just saying other opportunities may present themselves for him. And so that's all we're saying with it, and we'll just leave it there. But, yeah, we still feel fine with what we reported, and we're not the only ones. There's other people out there that have reported the same thing we're reporting, and I'm sure they're like me. They're not fudging on what they're saying either.
Great stuff there. I mean, what do you make of some of the commentary from him yesterday? We'll move to the defensive side as well. Some of the commentary from him yesterday on just preparation, not knowing who's going to be there at practice, understanding that the weight of the guys who aren't there, maybe in the receiving corps perhaps, in the offensive line. I mean, he seemed like a guy that's they're still trying to figure out what they're going to be able to do in the bowl game. Did you kind of get that vibe?
I think the main thing for him is just trying to, like you said, trying to figure out who's going to be there, who they can count on. You've heard Dabo, even Cade yesterday talked about, we're not talking about the guys that aren't here. We're going to talk about the guys we do have available to us. And the good news for him is they do have their starting quarterback. You know, they do have, you know, T.J. Moore. They do have Adam Randall. In a game like that, I think you're going to lean on Adam Randall a lot if you can. And, Quark, let's remember that other team that they're playing called Penn State is also going to be without a lot of players. So it's not like Clemson is alone in this situation. It's not like, you know, Clemson's going to this game and is down 26 scholarship athletes, 27, whatever it is, and Penn State's like going in with their entire team. That's not the case. They're just like Clemson. Their depth has been taking a hit as well. And so I think in these situations, it's hard to say who's going to win and who's going to be favored. But I think the thing that is an advantage for Clemson, in my opinion, is you bring back your senior quarterback for this game, where they're starting their freshman in this game. Now, granted, he's played four games already this year, six games, and he's no longer a real freshman, right? But he still hasn't played as many games as Cade has. And, you know, and Cade's been in situations like this before, a couple years ago in the Kentucky game, right? Again, another game where there was a lot of opt-outs, a lot of guys sat out, a lot of injuries, and they had a small roster. I think Dabo said they had 63 dressed for that game, if you remember correctly, against Kentucky. And Cade balled in that game, if you remember, and led Clemson to a come-from-behind victory. So, you know, I think you feel good if you're Clemson that you got an experienced quarterback and experienced running back coming back for you. And also, by the way, the biggest news, I think, from when you look at the roster standpoint, and we're going to talk defense, I guess, here in a second, is Will Helt coming back. That's big news for Clemson for next year as well.
Yeah, you know, with Will Helt hanging out there and not knowing, you could say that there was not a single starter from the defensive line that's coming back. And so now in the last few days, you got Will Helt, and then you've got Ari Watford's name getting dropped by Tom Allen. You've got Darry Mayo's name getting dropped by Tom Allen. I mean, listen, I'm not telling you that's a worthy defensive end rotation for next year. But you throw Jaheim Lawson in that room, like, is it possible that the ability to go to the portal, there's a little more leverage on Clemson's end now because Watford and Mayo could be legitimate backups at the start of next year?
Yeah, and that's what you want, because you want to still go get somebody, I think, you want to go get at least one more defensive tackle, and I think you want to get at least one defensive end that can come in and compete for a starting job. I didn't say come in and be the guy. Compete to be the guy. And that's what you want, because when you got competition, that's where it's better. And so the fact that Mayo and them are getting to the point where they can compete for starting jobs, that's where you want your depth to be. And so that is a good thing. And in the game itself with Penn State, you know, nobody's talking about it, but Cade Dienhoff, he had a really good, I thought, senior season. He's going to play in the game, obviously. And, you know, I think he'll be okay at that position and help them. And then that way a guy like Mayo could come in also and try to see what he can do with some extra reps in. So that's going to be interesting to watch because, you know, how much do they play Dean Hoff? Because this is an opportunity to see what those younger guys can do in this game. But obviously the goal is to go win the game too. So you got to put the best guy out there that gives you a chance to win. I think right now that's Dean Hoff, obviously. So we'll see from that standpoint. But that defensive situation, and again, another guy, Quark, that I think of as a starter that's on that defensive line is Stephylon Green's going to play. And he started a lot this year. He started probably as much or more than Capehart. And so I would say, you know, he's definitely a starter on that offensive line, defensive line for you going into this game. So it's not just Will Help by himself. You know, they got a couple pieces going into this game that they can feel good about, but also a couple young pieces that I'm sure they're excited to watch play so they can see where these guys are going to be when they get into the spring.
All right, time for one or two more with Will Vannevoort. Let's talk basketball now. The news of the week is Zach Foster. We talked about it a little yesterday before the news. Then it was confirmed, torn ACL for Zach. He's out for the year. Really a tough, tough blow. How difficult will he be to replace on the floor this year in your mind for Clemson?
I think he's difficult to replace in the sense of what he can create at the basket. He gave you a guy that has a unique skill set that's no longer going to be available to you. And that's the problem that's going to be hard to replace. You know, it's not like he's been shooting the ball well and just killing it from outside or anything like that. But what he does is his ability to get to the basket and get to the foul line, that's going to be gone. And somebody's got to come in and replace that. Saw Buckner the other day, I thought did a great job of doing that. Can he be consistent at that, right? Because they're going to need him now to step up. I think Buddha Johnson, they need him to get healthy because I think they're going to need him, you know, especially when he gets to ACC season here in a couple weeks. You know, what are we, 10 days away from the first ACC game? They got to be ready to go for that. So, yeah, I think his loss is in the sense of how he creates his unique skill set that nobody else on the team has. Those are the things that they're going to miss, and I think it is going to hurt them in certain situations when they get into conference play.
In the three quad one games that Clemson's had this year, he has played 17 minutes, 26 minutes, and 20 minutes. And against BYU, he played 20 minutes, only scoring 1 point. So this is a guy, I mean, when they're coming back against Alabama, the ball's in his hands like every possession. Every time down the floor, he's bringing the ball up when they're coming back. So as he's working through stuff as a freshman, I think there was a level of trust either that the coaches, or that he earned from the coaches, or that the coaches just gave him with the knowledge that more opportunities is going to quicken his learning curve. And so I'm with you. I think it sucks for Zach because he was only going to get better from here in terms of the confidence and the leadership and things like that in those moments and being able to channel his immense skill in the right way. But it also hurts the team because now they have to figure out down the stretch here, who do we give the ball to sort of run things in these possessions?
Yeah, and he was going to – you know, he wasn't shooting the ball great right now. We know that. But the more you play, Quark, and you know, the more you play, the more reps you get, the more situations you're in, the better you shoot the ball. And I'm sure he would work on those things as well. That's stuff you can get better at if you work hard at it, and I'm sure he would. He seems like he's that kind of kid. So I think he would have gotten better there, and I'm with you. I think with more playing time, he would have improved as the season got along and would become even more of a guy that the coaches trusted. So it really does come down to now who can replace him. Ace Buckner got off to a good start the other night. Let's just say that. You know, scoring 19 points, 7 rebounds against your arch rival. That's a good start. By the way, the Buckner family now is 5-0 all time against the Gamecocks. So you got to like that too, right? I mean, they're off to a good start. He's off to the same legacy his dad had when he was here at Clemson. So hopefully he can be the guy and Buddha Johnson can be the guy that can really help them and spearhead this Clemson basketball team because they're going to need both those guys, I think, to play consistent and be on the floor more consistent to replace what they're going to miss not having Zach Foster.
Last question. When you watch Ace Buckner play, you mentioned the Buckners there. When you watch him play, it's like impossible not think of his dad. And I understand like he's his own guy and he's got his own skill set and he's not quite as tall and all this stuff, but like, wasn't it kind of like watching his dad? I mean, maybe a little quicker, a little better face-up game, but golly, the way he gets to the rim and finishes.
Yeah, when he broke down that Carolina guard there in the early, late in the first half and broke him down and went around him for the left-hand layup, that looked just like his dad.
Yes!
I was sitting there like, oh, my gosh, that looks like his dad. You know, it really did. But you're right. He's a little different kind of player than his dad was, and that's okay. But you know what? He's wearing that number 21. They're wearing those throwback jerseys. He wasn't as tall, but, boy, he sure did look like him.
I'm telling you, man.
You know, it was fun to watch him play tonight. He did a really good job. They're going to need him they're going to need him in ACC play to do the same.
They call him Long John Vandervoort. Will Vandervoort joins us here. good luck on the search, buddy. Safe travels up to New York. And a Merry Christmas, too. We won't talk again before Christmas because we're off Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But, man, hope you have a great holiday, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon.
All right, Merry Christmas, guys. And, Ben, I'll see you up in New York, buddy.
Absolutely, man. Take care. Will Vandervoort joining the party. This hour brought to you by our friends at One Time Plumber. Call the number. His name is his number. Locations in Greenville, Anderson, Charleston, and Columbia. Their plumbers are licensed, insured, and background checked. They have all kinds of stuff on their website. Like, how many people who can fix a problem are like, here are ways to avoid calling us? Like, it's amazing. They have tips for, like, how not to have your pipes bust, how not to have your pipes get frozen. This time of year, you might need that. There have been a couple nights where it's gotten kind of close there. Here in the upstate here recently, and they've got tips for how to avoid it. They're also hiring. So if you're a plumber, if you're a well-trained plumber, man, they're hiring. They want to put you to work with that 24-hour same-day service guarantee, flat rate pricing. You can trust them. Call the plumber. His name is his number. That's One Tom Plumber. More to say on Clemson football. We got some thoughts on Zach Foster as well. Hour 3 continues right after this.
Have you heard the phrase, the calm before the storm? Well, that mold in your bathroom or ceiling stains might be a warning sign of roof damage that could cause bigger, costly issues in the future. Give yourself peace of mind, knowing your roof's got you covered with the best protection throughout all of the seasons. Don't ignore it any longer. Fix it with one simple call today. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists, 260-0080. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists, 260-0080.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Top, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Merry Christmas.
When your motors stop, your production does too. That's why companies like EMCOR rely on Industrial Motor Service.
Excellent customer service and highly knowledgeable staff. Taylor and the team are extremely quick to respond with solutions. I highly recommend Industrial Motor Service for all your motor needs.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service. Keeping your business moving.
At Estes Heating and Air, family means everything. As a family-owned and operated business for over 25 years, we know the value of trust, care, and keeping your home comfortable year-round. From routine maintenance to emergency repairs, we treat every customer like one of our own. Because when you call Estes, you're not just another service stop, you're part of our family. Schedule your next service today at estesheatingair.com. Estes Heating and Air, family owned, community trusted.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
As Harbin Lumber wraps up an incredible 2025, all they have to say is one thing. Thank you. Thank you to the builders, the contractors, the homeowners, and the partners who trusted Harbin Lumber. Your projects, your hard work, and your loyalty are what keeps them growing strong. For over a century, their commitment has been simple. Quality materials, dependable service, and relationships that last. From their family to yours, have another great year in 2026. HarbinLumber.com, helping build dreams since 1917.
The Greenville Winter Invitational returns Sunday as the Cincinnati Bearcats take on the Clemson Tigers in a basketball clash between two marquee programs. It's a highly anticipated nationally televised matchup featuring a surging Clemson program and a tradition-rich Cincinnati team. Tipped off at 3 p.m., and you can score tickets today at the GSP International Airport box office or Ticketmaster through game day while supplies last. Clemson versus Cincinnati in the Greenville Winter Invitational, Sunday at 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Maria, salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like the clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Hey, don't be a Grinch.
Merry Christmas.
Your team might be 3-9, 6-6, 9-3, or 12-0 this season.
Oh yeah, our Christmas tree is all about our favorite sports team.
But it's still the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes,
we are your source for sports talk this holiday season. 105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar.
About something cool.
Okay.
By the way, what's the name of this song?
Christmas in Hollis.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, your
My
daughter,
kid's got a theme song.
Your daughter one day is gonna claim this.
She's gonna walk out in a Christmas pageant in elementary school to this song.
Word.
I already know. She's for sure gonna do that too.
Speaking of Christmas pageant, did you see the video floating around of the kids' musical? They look like probably fifth graders, fourth graders. And the little boy standing in the back wearing a Georgia shirt. refusing to sing Rocky Top.
Yes.
That's the most. That's that. His parents have to be so proud.
Oh, not a, the scowl where he's like,
he's got his arms crossed and he's shaking his head and he's got the Kirby Smart haircut. So I retweeted it, of course, but that's phenomenal. I mean, that is such good parenting right there.
All right, let's play a game. Which is more Georgia? Disapproving scowl kid at the Christmas pageant or clean up on aisle 5 car wreck in the grocery store in Athens?
If people don't know what you're talking about with the second one, a car drove into a grocery store. It made it to the registers in Athens. I don't believe anybody was injured. I have not seen. I pray that no one was injured. The comments on social media to a car running into a grocery store in Athens, Georgia, where the Georgia Bulldogs reside, are elite. Elite. You can only imagine. My personal favorite is a guy that said, this wasn't a football player. If it was a football player, they'd have made it all the way to the milk section. Insinuating they're speeding. There was some other colorful language in there, but that's the radio version. Oh, it was so good.
Really, really good. I mean, the jokes write themselves. They really do. And that's my... You posted it. So it must have been an out-of-towner.
Yeah.
Somebody visiting. Oh, my gosh. I actually think the most Georgia thing is the disapproving kid not singing Rocky Top. If I had to vote for one of those as, like, which is more Georgia, it's, you won't catch me dead singing that song.
You can fail me. I don't need to pass chorus. I know who I am. I am not singing that awful song.
That's right. What didn't Larry Munson have a line about that where he used to say, like, that terrible song or whatever? He used to call it, like,
there's that
terrible song or whatever. Yeah, that kid's got the heart and soul of Larry Munson.
Listen, and I'm dead serious. If that is my son and I'm at this play and at this recital, I couldn't be more proud of him.
If you think my kid is singing 2001 in a Christmas play, you got another thing coming, buddy. We are not doing it. Well, my kid jumping for Sandstorm, you forget that. Forget that. We're partisan in our house. We have standards and rules. One of the rules, Ben, is whenever Wendy's has a new Frosty, we try the flavor. Snickerdoodle Frosty Fusion. I had a deal yesterday, and I was trying to be good. I was like, I can't do this. It was just for yesterday. It popped up when I was ordering Wendy's. It was buy one, gift one, which really I should have done it. I immediately regretted it, but it was a lunch thing. It was not a dessert thing. Buy one, gift one. Basically, if you buy one, you then get the opportunity to, like, send somebody a gift for a free Snickerdoodle Frosty. That was yesterday in the Wendy's app.
Are you people hearing this?
One of the great missed opportunities of all time. One of the great blunders.
Are you people hearing what I'm hearing?
Right up there with Chris Webber calling the timeout he didn't have. I hit the X because I wanted my lunch, and I thought, that's insane. That's a disaster.
No, I don't want to send Ben a free one. No, of course I don't want that.
Like I said, selfish move. Really poor choice. Phoenix Center. Tell of the Wendy's app order today.
Totally ruined it for me today.
Awful. Just awful. I want to ask you this. Open-ended. Final segment and a half of the show today. 654 Roar out there in Candyland, out there in the audience. You've listened to Tom Allen. You've listened to Garrett Riley meet with the media before the bowl game yesterday. Anything in particular stand out to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I figured. I mean, it's hard. They combined 40 minutes. What's the thing that stuck out to you the most?
the thing that sticks out the most is that last week or a week before, you hear Dabo Swinney about the transfer portal. You're like, you know, the program's in, you know, we might, who knows? If somebody leaves, we'll have to go there. I love my guys. You know, we'll see. When I need somebody in the portal, we'll let you know. And then you hear Tom Allen, we're going to hammer the portal. we're taking a million kids out of the portal.
I like speed. We're just going to collect. Didn't he sound like a guy who's going to the store with an extensive shopping list? Yeah. Like maybe stapled?
It's like, hey, I know, Dabo, you took my credit card away. I'm going shopping anyway.
Dabo's like got a 39-point inspection for every portal guy. And Tom Allen's like, three of these. He's going like supermarket sweep. He's just knocking stuff off the shelves, grabbing the turkeys.
He's a good three technique. We'll take him. Is he a junior? Is he a sophomore? I don't know.
Yeah, not sure.
He can rush the passer. We're going to take him.
Ask forgiveness, not permission. Come on. You can be in here. Let's go.
Yeah, so all joking aside, he is much more bullish on the transfer portal prospects than you have heard from anybody else on the staff. So that is promising. Also, you talked to Willie V about coaches leaving and whether or not Garrett Riley would be here. There's part of his response did sound a little dodging it, but it does sound more like he is playing it, hoping to stay. Now, even with him hoping to stay does not mean that he is staying.
That's right.
And we do know he's interviewed for some other jobs, and that's great. I think when you hired him, you knew he was going to do that. And Swinney knew he was going to do that. I mean, he wants to be a head coach. So I think you want your offensive coordinator to want to be a head coach, especially when they're a young guy like that. So you've seen several offensive coordinators now do that. Tony Elliott, Jeff Scott, so Chad Morris. There's been several.
I have a theory about, and I don't know this for a fact, okay? What we have done on this show is mostly just listen to people talk and then extrapolate what their direct statements could possibly mean. With Garrett Riley, I don't know that there's any way that you could take Dabo Swinney's public statements any way other than Dabo really doesn't particularly like this direction. Things like personnel that's in the game. Things that goes beyond just the offensive coordinator, but we're talking about just the whole direction, the whole operation on offense. Things like, and you'll recall these comments. How many times this year did he say, yeah, you know, Garrett didn't really get back to it? Or, you know, we popped a good run there first play of the game, and then we didn't get back to it till the third quarter. Who can forgetting about every running back on the roster for an entire half of football in the LSU game, a game you lost by 7. Maybe could have, you know, let a running back touch it occasionally there in the second half. There were just some things. I mean, when he talked about instincts, Dabo, they're not going to run the ball. Dabo wants to run the ball. Just his public comments would just lead us to that conclusion, okay? But what if that's not the conclusion? And I don't think it's that hard to even walk it out that that's not the conclusion, that Dabo will bring Garrett Riley back. And I can easily argue this point, and I'm going to do it when we come back. We'll also take Nick from Anderson's phone call, 654-ROAR is the number. Final segment of the program is up with us next. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
It's Christmas time in the Upstate, and what a great time for the Toyota of Easleyathon. With special rates and holiday bonus cash, it is time to put that new Toyota under your tree. A great example is the Toyota BZ. With 0% for 72 months and an extra $3,500 in bonus cash, you can be hauling your family around in style. Toyota of Easley, your one-stop shop for stylish vehicles at a great low price. Stop by 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway or shop online at toyotaofeasley.com.
Tiger fans, crawl space and basement issues are not a DIY project. You need trained, licensed pros who know what your home truly needs and are qualified to do the work. At Crawl Space Medic, our Clemson alum team delivers honest assessments, clear communication, and long-lasting repairs. From moisture and mold to structural issues, we fix the real problem without upselling our fellow Tigers. Keep your home and the air you breathe safe. Call Crawlspace Medic and schedule your free inspection today.
This winter, save big with Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Upgrade to an energy-efficient Armstrong air system and get up to $2,000 in federal tax credits before January 1st. Plus, choose 60 months no-interest financing or up to $2,000 in rebates on select heat pumps that may also qualify for utility rebates. That's real money back and long-term savings on your energy bills. Schedule your free estimate today at BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, engineered comfort solutions.
You really don't need a special occasion or a special reason to shop Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Step inside the state-of-the-art Reed's Jewelers showroom and discover what tens of thousands have discovered. Award-winning customer service, exquisite diamonds for her, elegant Swiss watches for him, and professional expertise from the team at Reed's Jewelers. Jewelry and relationships that last a lifetime. That's Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson and Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson and Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson and Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson and Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Shop for the holidays smarter this year with Founders Federal Credit Union. Now through December 31st, take advantage of 5.99% APR on select purchases made with your Founders credit card. Spread more holiday cheer this year without breaking your budget. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for more information. Membership qualification required. Promotional rate ends July 1st, 2026. Effective APR of 13% to 17.9% will apply. See website for details.
If you have had surgery and are struggling with recovery, check out OrthoLaser Spartanburg. OrthoLaser Spartanburg uses advanced MLS laser therapy to help reduce post-surgery pain, minimize swelling, and speed up healing so you can get back to normal life faster. OrthoLaser is non-invasive, drug-free, and proven to support a smoother, more comfortable recovery. Whether it's joint replacement, orthopedic surgery, or a sports injury repair, we're here to help you heal better. Take control of your recovery. Schedule your OrthoLaser session today at recoverwithlight.com.
If it matters, we're talking about it.
Like it matters?
Oh, it matters. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
All right, final segment of the program.
Coming 1 week from today.
1 week.
He's not bringing the Grinch with him, if you heard that yesterday.
Do you realize when this segment's over, we have two shows left until Christmas. We're off Monday. Sorry.
You are off Monday.
I am off Monday. That's right.
Yes. With I'll be here with Sam Jones.
Okay, very good. I am off Monday. So I have two shows left before Christmas, and then after that, two shows before New Year's. Four shows left this year. It comes quickly this time of year.
We talked about the Grinch yesterday. Do you know on this date in 1957, the Dr. Seuss published How the Grinch Stole Christmas? 1957. I had no idea it was that old.
I didn't either. I know the... So it was a... All right, this is going to be a bad question. It was a book first.
Yes, and then 1966. You know, I may have misspoke. It was in 1957. It might not have been on this date. On this date in 1966 is when the TV special came out.
Okay, so it's 59 years old.
That is correct, yeah. Yes.
59
also,
years
I
old.
Learned this recently. The guy that sang, you know, "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch," was the voice, also the voice of Tony the Tiger. Same guy.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Now you'll hear it.
That broke my brain. Yep. That's so nice. Oh, man.
They're great. The Grinch.
39 and a half foot pole.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Yeah, I could see it.
Same guy.
I could see it. All right, let me set up.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Wait a minute.
That was his name.
Let me say, Benedict Cumberbatch, that's not Benedict Cumberbatch. I got to say that. Benedict Cumberbatch is the voice of the new Grinch movie on Peacock. I know that. Because,
yeah, well, yes.
Yeah.
But, I thought that was the original guy.
I don't know who the other guy is. The old guy.
Well, I got half of it right.
You got half of it right. I don't know who the other guy
kind
is.
Of
the only reason I know that is because my wife and I were looking that up. Because we like the new Grinch. We like it. And Benedict Cumberbatch is the voice of the Grinch with Kenan Thompson and all those buffoons. Rashida Jones is in that thing. Really, really good. It's like, is it something weird like Burns?
Okay.
Cronencroft or some nonsense?
Thurl Ravenscroft.
That's it.
Thurl Ravenscroft.
That's it. Okay. I was so far away.
So I saw that. Yes. I saw that Cumberbatch name. I was like, my mind said, it's a weird name. It's got
to
be him.
That's it. Well, that may have been the only prerequisite for the part, to be honest with you. I just want to know if somebody out there is like, thinks Ravenscroft is like a Harry Potter house. Are you a Ravenscroft? All right, let me set the predicate for bringing Garrett Riley back. Okay, it's kind of simple, actually. There's two elements to it. I've said forever that the worst thing that Clemson could do, the worst thing that they could do from a football standpoint, is to fix what's not broken. So they have to know what's broken. You have to get it right. You can't just move stuff around that's not the problem. How many times have we said, this will fix it, and it hasn't in anything? How many times have we said, this will fix it, they're going to do this with the quarterback, they're going to do this with this guy and that guy, whatever, and it's not the thing. You have to fix what's broken. Now, sometimes what's broken is more elaborate. You know, it's not just one thing. It can be a lot of things. If you believe that the primary reason for Clemson's struggle, Texter, we got it wrong. I'm sorry. We got that one wrong.
I just got a Roger Buchanan text, too. And I'm not going to explain that to the others, but I just want to say thank you to that Texter.
That's great, man. That's awesome. That's great. If you believe that Clemson's primary issue offensively was quarterback play, and you believe, as I do, that it's kind of weird to judge Garrett Riley's tenure based on how he did with a quarterback he did not pick, that's a little odd, okay? Now, I'm not saying that that's the that you have to keep him until he picks his quarterback. That's not what I'm saying. Cade Klubnik has a lot of ability. But if you believe that his play, his inability to make good decisions, that that's the primary reason the offense broke down, then you might be inclined to throw maybe less money at that problem or different money at that problem and let the play caller run it back, maybe letting him pick a quarterback for the first time in 4 years. I mean, think about that. There was no competition. When Garrett Riley came in, Cade Klubnik was a sophomore. And Cade Klubnik has been the starting quarterback for 3 years. It's never been in danger of being taken away from him. This year, you have an actual competition. So he can either let the guys compete that are here, pick a quarterback from those, you bring somebody in from the portal, you let those guys compete and figure out, let him pick his quarterback, give him a year, see what happens. The other thing that I would say is, and you can say like maybe like running back room, offensive line, like there were a lot of issues. The other thing that I would say is, if you think the primary issue was the quarterback, at the quarterback position, you are trying to figure out how to properly allocate currently existing resources. In other words, Cade Klubnik makes $2 million this year. You now have a budget of $2 million for your quarterback, and you're just trying to figure out what to do with that. If you fire Garrett Riley, you have to spend new money to pay a buyout. So it costs the same amount to fix quarterback as what you spent last year, realistically. Or it costs more money to fire the coordinator if you're not sure that the coordinator was the problem. So it could be just a purely business thing where you're not sure, but this one costs you $0 in new money, and this one's going to cost you over $1 million in new money. What do we do?
Yeah, Texture asked a good point. Does an OC automatically do better if they recruited someone? No, not automatically, but if you're a race car driver, are you a better race car driver if you get to pick the car?
Yes.
You know?
I just think, and I tweeted this actually during I was getting ready to call men's soccer. I think it was when we had the torrential rain back in October for one of those matches. And I just was looking at the recruiting class, and Garrett Riley offered Josh Hoover from TCU at SMU and TCU. Garrett Riley picked Chandler Morris, who ended up being a pretty good player, over Max Duggan, who led him to the national championship game because Morris got hurt. Like, Garrett Riley can pick quarterbacks, and he can coach quarterbacks. He just might not have been able to pick and coach Cade Klubnik. Again, this is not the reason that I would give you. This is if you decide to run it back with the offensive play call you had last year, that would be the rationale. And I think even if you disagree, I think you would have to agree that it did not take 58 moves of 4D chess to get you to the point where you might want to run it back.
I'm sorry. I'm just kind of reading through some of the text here about this. For me, I don't think the play calling was horrible. Feel like, I mean, at times it could have been better, but the problem that, the issue that the casual fan, including us, has is we don't know what an offensive coordinator is calling versus what they really want to call based off, you know, they don't call things because of the personnel that they have or the talents of the, you know, the particular personnel that they have. Is that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Like when you were a run heavy team 2 years ago, I don't think he wanted to be a run heavy team. I think that's what the circumstances dictated.
Yeah, I think he looked around and saw TCU playing the national championship game, and he thought, this is what our offense, and even Stetson Bennett in Georgia, this is what our offense needs to look like. We need to look more like this. And in fact, I think, again, rightly, people were extrapolating some of his comments about his instincts, following his instincts. It felt like Dabo went away from the quote-unquote Clemson offense when he brought air raid principles into it to this extent. So whether he's been convinced that this is what workable offense is supposed to look like now, or whether he wants to go back, I think that's an open question. I think if people thought that when Dabo said he wants to follow his instincts more and said maybe he means less air raid, more of a, you know, run the ball, quarterback run, nine routes and back shoulders, again, maybe that's what you want to do. Maybe that's what you want to get back to.
You know, and you think about the defensive side of the ball, Tom Allen has – he's all but said, I need to pick the players because I want speed. I want guys with range. I want long-arm players. And I don't think it's any coincidence that he says things like that and then also talks about how he's going to use the portal. So, I mean, the same is true. My whole point in that is if Riley stays, I'm fine with that. I think that if he gets another job, he's probably going to leave. I'm okay with that too. I just don't know that we have enough information to truly judge him because of the personnel part of that. And the staff around him, as textures rightfully point out, he didn't choose anybody on his staff. And it doesn't mean they're good or bad coaches. It's just, you know, every coach, every offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator kind of has their own style and the types of people they want to work with and work best with. And, you know, that could be something to that too.
I agree with that. I mean, just objectively, I'm not sure Garrett Riley did a great job this year. But when Cade Klubnik on fourth down inside the 5-yard line tries to hand the ball to a guy that's supposed to block, that's not Garrett Riley's fault. If you communicated the play and the quarterback just runs a different play for whatever reason, I mean, everybody saw Dabo just blistering Garrett Riley on the sideline, but that just objectively is not his fault.
Mm-hmm.
If the quarterback's just running a different play, and if you think next year's quarterback is going to run the plays that are called and execute them more to the fulfillment of the offensive coordinator's wishes, then again, you might want to do that. It might make sense to do that.
I would say it's not his fault the first time it happens. It kind of is his fault if it happens a second time.
I do think that's true. I think that's a very good point.
If you I know people tune in at different times, and we've gotten some questions about this. No official statement, however, safe to say that unfortunately Greg Biffle and former NASCAR driver and humanitarian in the Statesville area in a plane crash today with his wife, and appears to be his wife and two daughters. Don't know who else was on the plane or if anybody. The plane took off in Statesville and turned around almost immediately, tried to land, reported engine trouble, and unfortunately crashed at the airport, and no survivors there. A real close friend of his, Cletus McFarland, that's not his real name, but that's his YouTube name, really popular guy, who is also a pilot, ironically. He posted something about this a while ago as well, so just a horrible loss. Great member of NASCAR, but all indications even better person.
Yeah, difficult news in that regard. Again, not so much for him as a driver, but for what he did after NASCAR, for what he did with his life.
Yeah,
tough loss.
Did a whole lot with Hurricane Helene efforts and all that. And speaking of efforts, we're still raising money all day long. SundayDinnerWithATwist.org. That is going to help three specific families in the upstate at Christmas, and also helping Oasis of Hope, which is a foster care nonprofit agency, and they have many families or kids in South Carolina that they are helping. So they will. You'll hear more about that on Road Rage here in just a few moments.
You watching NFL tonight?
Absolutely, I am.
What about Missouri State, Arkansas State in the Xbox Bowl at 9:00?
Doubtful.
In Frisco.
I got more research to do on St. Francis basketball.
There we go. Hey, we're getting the Catamounts home plus 33.5 today. We're going to Ben Milstead our way to a victory in the OO Bank. Thanks to Allie for calling in, and thanks to Red for calling in as well. Brian Edwards, Will Vannevort, thanks to them as well. On tomorrow's show, like wall-to-wall college football playoff coverage. Can't wait. I got so much.